Welcome back to another episode of the Lives of Courage podcast, Mental Health Matters series during Mental Health Awareness Month this May. I am so honored to be discussing some of the crucial issues surrounding mental health, emotional well-being during this series. I'm your host, Jessica, and today we're diving into a topic that really needs careful consideration. And it was something that I just got off the phone with a friend, and we were discussing this blame game and how we can break the cycle of blame. We've seen in recent years this growing trend of blaming parents for their children's mental health diagnoses. This phenomenon and isn't new, and I'll get into that, but it stems, I get it, from a desire to find a single cause or someone to be held responsible for the challenges faced by young individuals. But I want to discuss why it's essential to move away from this blame and shame conversation and to approach mental health in children with compassion, understanding, and a broader perspective, really. So I'm going to, I think, discuss why we are quick to point a finger when discussing mental health challenges and what we as parents can do to fight back, to say, no, not on my watch. So let's get into it. So when it comes to children's mental health, it's so important, vital to approach the subject with empathy and understanding and a recognition of the complex factors at play. So I want to understand the need to blame parents. And it truly oversimplifies the issue, and it also perpetuates the stigma and guilt. So we are invited in this time as a society, as a community, to shift our focus towards providing support and fostering a nurturing environment for parents, for children, for these conversations about mental health and why it matters. But I get it. We need to know why. We need to understand why something happened. One, to prevent it from happening in our own lives, right? We have that, like, why did this happen to them? How can I be different? But two, to make sense of the world. And this dear friend that I was speaking with reminded me that this blame and shame cycle isn't new for parents with differences. She reminded me of John 9 about the blind man. And they say in verse 2, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or the parents or his parents that he was born blind? They were essentially asking, who is the cause of this blindness? Was it the man's sin? Was it the parents' sin? We need to know. There has to be a reason. And Jesus says that sins in the past, that often specific sins don't correlate with specific suffering in the present. And he explains that we shouldn't be looking for the cause of this man's blindness, but instead looking for its purpose. In verse 3, Jesus answered, it was not the man that sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. And he is essentially saying to the disciples, you've got it wrong. Look, turn away from your fixation on who's responsible, whose fault this is. Turn away from causality on the whole, right? It's not in that, it's in the purposes and plans of God. And it just reminded me that this is a universal conversation, that this is not fixed. And yes, I tend to say, like, it's gotten worse. We're blaming parents. No. Whose sins is this? What did the kids do? What did they not do? And in this, we negate the complex nature of mental health. That I want to say this, that it is not a result of parental failure. I think about this so deeply in my own life. Because I don't need to read stories about parents and how if they had just coached their children in learning emotions, they wouldn't be anxious or depressed, or if they would have not given them technology. We didn't give technology till seventh grade, although they had access to a computer. Like, I think about all of those. I don't need anybody else to blame myself. And I'll link to the Blame and Shame Cycle podcast in the show notes. It's not a result of anyone's individual actions, even though I tend to equate, right, this my sins with the reason that Henry is the way he is, or the children, any child is the way that they are. These issues are multifaceted and arise from a combination of biological, physiological, psychological, social factors. And yes, I'm not discounting the significant role that children play in their child's development, but I think about nature and nurture here. And that we as parents are not solely responsible for our child's mental health challenges. And we're not solely responsible for our children's successes. I used to get so worked up when parents would say on their bios, like, I have two successful grown kids with 17 grandchildren. What if that doesn't happen for me? I would think. It's essential to recognize success and quote failure and beauty and pain are not the result of our sins or what we did or didn't do. It's a combination, it's factors, some of which are beyond our control as parents. And I think about this blame and shame cycle that blaming parents can perpetuate. No, it does perpetuate the stigma and create guilt unnecessarily, and that people don't come forward. They already feel overwhelmed and anxious about their child's well-being, and they're not going to talk about it. Assigning blame adds to their burdens, adds to my burden, making it more challenging for me to talk about it. And I try so hard to own my piece of this and not share, because this is another factor. Like, how can I share my story? Because people need to hear that they are not alone, and not compromise my either son's stories. And it makes it hard when we're blaming parents to seek support, to seek help. It's important, it's necessary, it's to foster compassion and empathy and an understanding environment where parents feel safe to discuss their concerns and find appropriate professional help. And you don't even get me started on trying to find help even. It's challenging, and we get turned away from helping professionals because our child is too much or too hard of a case. It hurts. We can't blame. We can't overlook the impact of external influences on a child's mental health. Let's think about the pandemic, the school environment. Is your child in a healthy peer relationships? Are there societal pressures? What community support is at play? Understanding the broader context helps us move away from simplistic blame towards solutions that are collaborative and real and robust. And by reframing this conversation, we get to encourage an open dialogue that promotes collective understanding and responsibility to support children's mental health. Blaming parents isolates us. It impedes us getting access to services. It impedes progress and growth and development. We should, as a society, as a community, be educating parents and caregivers and the wider community, like we are in Mental Health Awareness Month, about mental health challenges in children, and providing information and saying, you are not alone, and look at me. I am doing the best I can. I want to empower each of you to speak up, to say we are not alone. And in this, we break the blame cycle, the blame game, the shame. I stayed quiet for so long. It's easier on some level to talk about learning differences, because in some way, those aren't the kid's fault, and yet, or the parent's fault, or it's that drastic, it's that difficult to tear apart the blame and the shame cycle. It's important for us to recognize that seeking help is a courageous act. It's important to recognize that speaking up, speaking out, is a courageous act. Reach out. And our ultimate goal as a society is to create a supportive environment for children's mental well-being. And this doesn't just require parents to be better parents. It's collaboration on every level, from the federal to state to nonprofits, to healthcare providers, communities, educators. By working together, we can reduce the stigma associated with mental health challenges. We can be the difference. We can foster understanding. We can provide the necessary resources to help all people thrive. Whew. This requires collaboration and education and really understanding. I want to say this in conclusion. I think it's time for me to be done with this rant, but it's important that blaming parents for their children's mental health challenges or diagnoses oversimplifies the complex issues, the complex nature of mental health, and undermines the collective responsibility required to address these challenges. And understanding and supporting parents, supporting each other, along with a comprehensive approach that includes many things, multiple factors, is crucial for changing the narrative of the blame, the shame game. We're going to get this beautiful opportunity to shift our focus from blame to empathy, fostering an environment where everyone is valued, where everyone is welcome, where children can thrive and receive the help they need without stigma, without guilt, without embarrassment or blame or shame. And so I just thank you. I ask that if you know of someone that has been touched by mental health challenges, that has been blamed, that has been shamed or has felt those feelings, that you send this to them, this episode. Because I want everyone to hear this. We are not the cause. We are part of the solution. I love you all. Thank you. Have a great and courageous week. We'll continue this series of important mental health topics. Take care, be kind to yourself and others. And again, have a great and courageous week. Thanks so much, guys.